Two strikes and nothing. Mizorowski at the belt, coming back. Fouled it away. That last pitch at 105.5.
Jacob Mizorowski throwing a 105.5 mile per hour pitch Friday, his third throw of the game. He did that, taking on the Cubs. And what I heard from people at the game is that it took their breath away. Now, this is the Miz talking to reporters in the locker room right after Friday's game.
Miz, 105.5, when did you realize you hit that?
I heard it from Sprouter after I was done, so that's cool. Yeah, no, I think I slipped a little bit on that pitch. I think that was the one I saw on the board, said 105. I think I got a little bit more, so.
That was a gaggle. You can hear some coughing in the background. But basically, he said at the end, he thinks he has a little bit more. And we have with us Lane Grindle, Brewers play-by-play broadcaster. Lane, I mean, how incredible was that to see in person? You had like a front row seat. You were there and saw it.
Yeah, so there's this behavior we've kind of created when Miz is on the mound, that we watch the pitch, then we immediately look to our devices to see what it registered at. I mean, you do that with every pitcher to a degree, but you can't wait. I mean, you're like getting whiplash because you want to see what that fastball was at. And that one, you kind of just stared at it like, am I really reading this right? But then I think for me, the next place I went to was I was amazed that Pete Crow Armstrong fouled it off. Like, he got a piece
right,
of it.
He got a hit of it. He still shook his head like, whoa.
Yeah, like that's almost, it's really hard to believe that he was able to even get a piece of it. We've seen some outings this year from Miz where early on in the game, I think it was in Houston, he was getting so much swing and miss that somebody made contact and the crowd like celebrated a foul ball because it was such an accomplishment to even get a piece of something from Miz. That's how good he is. I mean, he's just on a different planet than every other pitcher right now. And when he goes six innings and gives up two hits and one run, we're almost like, he was human tonight.
I know.
That's really not very human, but we kind of act like it is because the really special starts are just so superhuman, they're hard to explain.
So he struggled in that game at one point but got out of it. Do you think that it was the Cubs fans because they're so loud? I mean, I could hear them on the radio during Saturday's game.
And so loud.
John was at Saturday's game.
And it was so many Cubs fans.
Yeah, no, I think for Miz, what I will give the Cubs lineup a lot of credit. I thought, and again, you're talking about this incredible outing. I mean, six innings, gives up two hits in one run. I mean, that's incredible stuff. But the standard's so much different in how you measure success against Miz that I thought the Cubs had a good approach against him. They fouled off a lot of pitches. They got deep into counts. They elevated his pitch count. That's your only chance against him right now. You're not going to string hits together. You're not going to run into very many three-run home runs because there's not going to be two guys on very often against him. So your best chance is to try to get deep into counts, hang on for dear life, and elevate the pitch count and see if you can get him out of the game early and try to take your chances against the Brewers' bullpen. That's kind of got to be your game plan, I think, if you're the opposing lineup. I thought the Cubs did a pretty good job with that on Friday night, all things considered. So I give them a lot of credit, but it's – you know, it's just tough sledding. Any night you have Jacob Mizorowski on the mound, the standard for what you define as success is going to be different than almost every other game that you go out there.
And Lane, Saturday and Sunday, the starting pitching for the Brewers was good. And the bullpen struggled a little bit. And it was hitting with runners in scoring position. You sure can't really blame this weekend on the starting pitching.
Oh, no. The starting pitching's been incredible. I mean, you look at what over the last 18 games, Brewers starters have a 1.87 ERA. They've been outstanding. And the bullpen, look, there's some spots in that bullpen that they want to get guys going. They need to get Chad Patrick back going again. Now that they've got Jared Koenig back, I think that's really going to help Aaron Ashby. It just takes a little pressure off him as one of the lefty relievers. But the one thing they do have going in that bullpen is that Abner Uribe and Trevor Megill, I think, are in the best places they've been at any point this year. Those two guys have been really dialed in and really locked down. So there's a lot of things going well. The runners in scoring position, John, it's been tough for probably the last 10 games or so, but this is a team that was, I think, entering that stretch, had the second best average in baseball with runners in scoring position. It always ebbs and flows with that stat. There's no great way to fix it. And the more you talk about it, the more you think about it, the harder it becomes because you try to do too much in those spots. So I think that'll come back around. This is just the way a regular season unfolds, there's this wave to it, and you have to just kind of ride it. and you look at the overall big picture and go 50-31, 81 games through. They're on pace for 100 wins. Things are going just fine in Milwaukee.
All right, Lane, quickly tell us about the Mr. Baseball tailgate celebration tomorrow. It's going to be incredible. Barrel Man's going to be there, sausages, and Lane Grindle is emceeing the event. Tell us about this. This looks really cool.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. I mean, this is obviously something very special to me and near and dear to all of us. We all loved Uke and want to continue to help usher his legacy forward any way that we can. And this mural is quite a thing to see. It is impressive. And we always said Uke was larger than life, and now he really is with this mural. So I'm looking forward to it. There's going to be a toast. There's going to be a little bit of a tailgate. We're going to have some dignitaries there. We'll have some representatives from the Brewers there on stage. Also, the family will be there. So this will be another fun way to celebrate this man's legacy that we said would echo for a very, very long time. We said it would echo for eternity when Uke passed away. And this is another one of those echoes. And we're going to have more with the documentary coming up, too. So I'm just so glad that we have these constant reminders of our friend that are going to be out there as we navigate the city and navigate the ballpark and go on with our daily lives, because he blessed our lives so greatly. And I'm so glad that there's all these things that are going to be out there moving forward.
So join Lane tomorrow. It's at the Wintrust Financial Center. That is 731 North Jackson Street. Lane alluded to this. The mayor's going to be there. The mural artist is going to be there for a signing. If you get there really early, they're giving away 500 cans of Miller Lite. The family's going to be there. Lane's going to be there. It's going to be really cool. It's free. And even if it's hot, show up. They say they're going to have some shelter for people. So get out there if
you
can.
I will not be in a blazer.
Not a blazer day.
Yeah. Exactly.
It'll be a polo day tomorrow.
That's a really good call. Hey, Lane, thanks for always joining us. We don't take that for granted. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Thanks so much.